Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. Al Dukes here. No Jerry today. I've got the Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube person. So I watched over the weekend, and this is kind of interesting in that I had been hearing about this new UFO documentary, and it's called The Age of Disclosure. And I've been hearing a lot about it. It has been screened at these various film, what do you call those things? Like
film festivals?
Film festivals, exactly. It had been screened.
Like the Cannes Film Festival or Sundance?
Yeah, well, it wasn't one of those big ones, but it had been getting screened. And they were looking for a distributor for this film, a documentary about the Age of Disclosure. And it finally got a release date, and it came out on Friday. Mm-hmm. On Amazon Prime, but you have to either rent it or purchase it.
And how much is the purchase?
So this is a strange one, because to purchase it, it's $25. Mm. To rent it was $20.
Wow, that's very high. Usually it's 15 and like four.
Yeah, but they do this thing now with new releases where the first couple weeks it's out, it's expensive, and then once it's been out for a couple weeks, then it goes to the like $3.99 thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted to see it, and I because I knew like there'd be guests on Joe Rogan, and it was really interesting. But because here's the thing, it has 34 people on record with either current or former government credentials that are all telling you straight to the camera, we have craft that have either crash landed or were given to us. We have bodies of biologics, they call it. And they're all telling you this is a thing. We have it. They are back engineering it, and they're in a race against China and Russia, who have also gotten a hold of some of these ships and are trying to do the same thing. And that it's sort of like a battle now of you don't want your enemies to be able to back engineer these craft in order to use it for bad reasons against us, like in a war of some sort. And everyone just keep talking about, like, finally, this film is out. People are going to finally realize. But what's crazy is because it's on freaking Amazon and you got to pay for it, the only people that are going to do that are the UFO people.
Right, who are very interested and predisposed, perhaps.
Already agree that it's out there. This is like the type of thing that needed to be on Netflix.
Right.
So that somebody who's, I guess, kind of interested, I'll put it on, that they would watch it and get into it, tell their friends.
Or
I don't know.
Or on CBS or NBC or Fox.
Something,
or ABC.
Yeah. It just, I feel like this really needed wider distribution. But there is talk, even in the documentary and then since the documentary, that they believed that Trump may be the president to come out and say that all this is true.
And he had said prior to his election that he would, yes?
Yes. I believe he did say that. But people think like this film now is going to push him in that direction. Although, again, I don't think the film's going to get the reaction that the film people and fans of the film think it's going to get because of where it's airing.
Correct. And that it's $25.
Yeah, $20 to rent it, or $25.
Maybe 100,000 people saw it.
I don't know, but like it's all the people who already are into it. That's the thing that's tough. But
so
man.
Once again, we have this big disclosure, and again, it sort of is very disappointing for those who want it to be front page news.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing. It's just like years ago. They'd go, oh, why do these UFOs always show up in a farmer in Alabama? That would always be the thing. But now, 34 people on record, on film, no faces blurred, no voices changed, all very credentialed. Astrophysicists, people who work currently for the government, people who work, head of the CIA, former head of the CIA, former head of the Department of Defense. Like, these are like very credible people. And it's just, I don't know. At this point, I don't know what, like, I don't even know, like, if Donald Trump came out today and said, we have UFOs, the UFO people will believe him. The people that hate him will think he's a total wacko now. So I don't even know that it'll do anything.
These are the best aliens ever.
They wanted to come to America more so than China.
They waited for me.
They waited till I was in president. Yeah. So I don't know. It's wild because if you watch that, there is no way you walk away from that without believing. I don't think. I don't know how you could watch it. Now, are there videos? Unfortunately, no. There are not videos that they show us in this documentary or pictures. It's more of these people have reputations, these people have resumes, and they're telling you what is going on. And they go through all this stuff about, like, why do we not see pictures? Why do we not see this? Why are everything blurry? Why is, they kind of go through all of that stuff to, like, any questions that you may have. And it does make sense. But I just don't know where it leaves us.
Well, ultimately, unfortunately, it's all still hearsay.
Yeah.
And as I think it was Carl Sagan said, extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof.
Yeah.
So we're still lacking that.
And what's weird now that we're in this era now, where even in the sports world that we see every day here working, if a video comes out, we go, is it AI? Is it real? Mm-hmm. How do we know?
Right.
Now you could actually have a ship land, someone film it, put it on social media, and we'd go, this is AI.
Right, unless you're there. Unless it's like in front of thousands of people in some like a, you know, public, like at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, for instance.
Yes. I will give you a couple of the most outlandish things I heard about on
And how
this.
Long is this, by the way?
It was probably an hour 45.
And you went straight through?
I did. I actually watched it twice.
Okay.
Because Gina wanted to watch it, and I watched it again.
But not immediately after? Like you didn't stop and then start it right
again? No.
Okay.
Because the first time I watched it in like three different parts. I watched it here, and then the second time I watched it all the way through. There is a claim that, and again, these are people who, with credentials, that said on a Air Force carrier out in the middle of the ocean, that a ship landed on the Air Force carrier, and a being got out and talked to people, high-ranking people on this Air Force carrier.
And was this a prearranged meeting or just...
No, just didn't seem that way according to this thing, that it just landed and talked to the people who were on this.
So when you say high ranking, so it wasn't just the captain or the admiral
the ship? I guess whoever was the highest ranking people on the ship approached this thing when it landed.
But it wasn't like some other... For whatever reason, maybe they were doing some sort of a covert ops and the head of the Department of Defense or the CIA was there.
But for some reason, the Air Force themselves don't ever talk. The Navy has got a ton of people that have come out on the record. And they say that the Air Force is part of the what's keeping it secret. The Air Force... The places like Lockheed Martin that have these craft that have been, you know, Department of Defense contractors that have these craft that they're trying to back engineer, and that the Air Force is part of this, hiding it from the public, and that the Navy and the Navy pilots are the ones that are reporting all these things. Mm-hmm. But they said, like, without the Air Force coming forward, it's very difficult to... Like, they need more people coming forward with this stuff.
And that was going to be one of my questions, which you answered, was that, you know, all these ships and bodies, but was there a living being that came and had a dialogue with us? And you're saying yes.
Yes, supposedly there was. And that the dialogue was such that it was more like telepathic dialogue.
Yeah. Mind speak, yeah.
Mind speak, yeah. Where they, you knew what they were saying, they knew what you were saying.
Their thoughts appeared in your mind.
And that there was also people on there that said that George W. Bush, after 9/11, shortly after 9/11, that they held a meeting, and George W. Bush wanted to a list of things, of positives and negatives of what could be affected if the president came out and said, these UFOs are real. We have them. We're in an arms race against Russia. And what would be the impact to religion, to the financial markets, all that stuff? And that when they balanced everything out, it was best not to come out by saying that.
Right. That's one of the, from Childhood's End, which is a classic science fiction book by Arthur C. Clarke. You know, when we get visited, you know, and they have a lot of the answers, you know. It's the phrase is, all the world's religions can't be right.
Yeah.
So, you know, which one is right, or are they all wrong?
Right.
And it could destroy religion. It could.
Yeah.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time, you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time, you. Or even this tea time, you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Yeah, so it's wild. I don't know, man. When you hear some of these people talk, man, you think like it's on the verge of happening. And then parts of me think still people won't care.
Well.
Like the people who are really into it will be like, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
But it still won't get to like the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, will my sisters hear about this? Or they'd be like, yeah, I think I heard something on the news. Like, is it going to be a big deal or not? I don't know.
It might take the White House lawn landing situation.
But even with a different president, I feel like. I think if it landed on the White House lawn now, people would think Trump did something.
It would be part of the UFC stunt.
Yeah, or like Elon Musk did it, you know, like something, right, some sort of stunt.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are the biggest, so for non-believers, what are the biggest hurdles other than, like you said the Carl Sagan quote, what was it?
Extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof.
And I think the other guy, the popular...
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, I think that's one of his things also.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are the things people would need or... I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Like, what are the biggest questions do you think people have? Like, if you were going to watch this documentary, what would you hope that the documentary would help, like, to ask questions of, like for example, they went, okay, so why are all the pictures blurry?
Mm-hmm.
And the astrophysicist and the other scientific guy who have worked on these, in these departments, claim that the objects are actually in a clear bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And that way they're not affected by the Earth's atmosphere because they're in this bubble. So when you're taking a photograph of it, you're taking a photo of the bubble, which will then create a blur.
Right. It'll like diffuse the light or what have you.
Because
they have a force field or something.
Yeah, like a force field.
Right, which is just distorting all of our camera equipment.
Yeah, which is why they're saying it can go into the water, out of the water, up to space, back down, go against hurricane force winds, all these things with no effect.
Right, but again, if they've mastered interstellar travel, that kind of stuff would be no problem. They probably could fly through a star and be okay.
Yeah. One of the things that doesn't make any sense to me, and I'm a full-on believer, why does it need lights? You know?
Good question.
Like, why does it need to have lights on it?
Yeah. It would be, right? Can't it just be invisible or behind some sort of a cloaking device?
To use
a Star Trek term.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Right.
That's the biggest one for me. That one doesn't make sense. Like, why does it have lights?
And was there only in the hour and 45 minutes, was there the only one example of contact, like in intentional, I forget what a close encounter number that would be, you know, where they're speaking to us.
Yeah, as far as like
one example.
Where they purposely did that?
Yes, yes.
I think that's the only one I remember. There were others when there was a crash that there were beings that were alive.
Right. And that's another thing. Like, you know, they've come across interstellar distances and then crash because
Yeah, people have brought that up.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, they say the Roswell one was a electrical storm, like that there was a very bad electrical storm.
Right.
The witnesses from that night.
Right, but you know what kind of radiation there is in interstellar space?
Yeah, and if they're in that ball I was just talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, that one's a weird, that's a definitely a question.
Right.
Like, why are they crashing?
Mm-hmm. And why is lightning affecting them?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this something, if you didn't have to pay for it and it was on, would you watch
100%,
this?
100%, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, because again, and I want to believe, to quote the old X-Files poster in Mulder's office. I do want to believe desperately that we're not alone in the universe and that some advanced civilization is going to save us from ourselves and fix the climate change and tell us what to do and how to join the, you know, galactic community and all that stuff. I desperately want that. I mean, I read science fiction constantly. And that's, you know, something that is, you know, a dream of mine, to have this benign alien race tell us that everything's going to be okay and we'll help you and we'll fix it. And there'll be no more war and there'll be no more disease and hunger and all these things. And come join us in the great interstellar community.
Yeah.
That's, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, you would if they're peaceful.
Yes. And even if it means, you know, sort of, you know, admitting that, hey, we're not the top dog, fine. You know, that's, you know, fantastic.
It's also strange that these 34 people that were in this film with big credentials, some still, I mean, Marco Rubio is in this thing. That guy's still a top political guy in the country. That it's strange that they can say a lot of things and not say other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is any of it, like, why isn't all of it classified? Why is some of it classified and others can say, I worked on these things, we were back engineering UFOs? Why is that okay to say, but more details are not? Like, why not have the whole thing? As
these people who are already, in theory, sort of letting out secrets, they're not letting out all the secrets. They're all holding something back. Seemingly, yes.
Yes. They all will talk to a point. And they are all saying, I am telling you, we are not alone in the universe. We have been visited for decades. We have some of the craft. I saw beings. They're straight up telling you, and then they won't get into, like, okay, so where are these craft? Oh, I can't.
Right.
That's top secret.
Yeah, well, because then you're getting into, like, the proof area.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say all this crazy stuff, but, all right, where's the proof? You know, and that's when they pull back. Well, I can't say. That's classified. But the fact that the guy landed on an aircraft carrier and talked
right,
to
right, why
him,
is that not classified?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, you go around in circles with this because they say this, but yet they don't have the proof or they can't tell you the proof. So it all comes down to the same thing where majority of people are going to roll their eyes and not believe it. And the ones who already believe will be like, see, I told you.
And critics of this think that all of these people are in on the conspiracy of tell them it's UFOs and aliens.
And misdirection.
Misdirection. And it's really us and superb military.
And when we're setting up the world government or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, again,
wild.
You can always find a conspiracy theory to top a conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Yeah, and you don't really ever get any answers.
No.
It's going to take somehow for them to talk directly into the brains of everyone on the planet, which I'm assuming they could do if they wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, and perhaps that would convince people. But until that happens, we're just going to be right where we are.
Man, I would love to, like, when they say that they have high-resolution pictures mm-hmm. and videos that the Air Force does, and they, mm-hmm. of course, it's all top secret.
Not the Navy, but the Air Force.
The Air Force has the ones that they're not.
The Navy gives out the Tic Tac videos.
Yeah, Tic Tac, gimbal, there's all those couple of things. Right, they give out the videos that are the radar, so it's not really, you know, you're seeing a blip on the radar screen. I don't.
And this contact, or, you know, with ships or what have you, not direct speaking contact, but it goes back to Second World War in most cases.
A lot of them actually go back to Roswell. As
well, that was 47,
yeah,
after the war.
That's where they feel like it really started.
Well, a lot of the, you know, the science fiction tropes are, once we split the atom, that's when they said, okay, now we got to get involved. And see, you know, that's the point. Whenever those tests were in the, I guess, 44, I forget when the first Trinity went out in New Mexico, Los Alamos. So when that happened, that's when they said, okay, just like in the Star Trek universe, it was as soon as we developed warp drive, then the Vulcans came and said, hey, you're not alone. Let's tell you what's about this United Federation of Planets.
So once we get to a certain technological Correct. Spot,
right,
then they come and...
And it was warp drive, which is faster than light travel.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, you can move around and get to places without, you know, going to sleep for 100,000 years.
So, yeah, so this is, it's called The Age of Disclosure. The filmmaker is on Joe Rogan that just posted a couple days ago. So I was listening to that on the way in. And then on YouTube, if you look up a guy named James Fox, he's a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. He's put out a couple really good documentaries with a lot of these same people. And I believe those are free on YouTube. I forget the names. The Phenomenon one is called. And then he has another one too, which is very good. And I think those are free on YouTube.
And is it also said outright or implied that every president going back from, you know, to the time of the first time, every president who takes office is let in on the
information? No, in fact, they say they're not let in, that presidents are looked at as temporary employees, and it's the layers underneath them, the people who have jobs in the Department of Defense for 40 years. Those are the people that the president's only kind of on a need to know basis.
Even the ones that were there at the beginning, like Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower.
Yeah, that I don't know, but they did make it a point like that. The presidents don't know everything, and even if they're inquire, they're only told, I guess, supposedly as much as they need to know and other things.
So maybe Trump wanted to say, but then when he got in, they're like, no.
Yeah. Right. Very possible.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow.
I wish that we would have gotten somewhere other than just more questions, but that's the nature of this topic.
Yes. And it's definitely worth checking out if you're a UFO-type person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do the warm-up now. I did that with CeeLo. I'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. with CeeLo. We'll do another Eddie podcast tomorrow. Then I don't know what's going on Wednesday, because you're out Wednesday, Jerry's out Wednesday. That may be a Friday special.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you post the warm up
and so. All right, so let's do that warm up right now.
So.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy Punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe, and every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.